For the last week, we've been gaining insights into Canada's education system as part of CBC's series Pass or Fail. A CBC News poll showed 64% of Canadians believe if a student is having trouble in school, it's most likely because of problems on the home front. Research shows if kids aren't behaving, they're not learning. The teenage years are often the critical point in this struggle between young people, parents, and teachers. Greg Rasmussen looks at problem behavior and some of the efforts to regain the upper hand.
Harvey looks at the photo of his young daughter in his home in a well-to-do neighborhood in Alberta. He talks about his teenage daughter's transition from an honor roll student and star athlete.
And all of a sudden, we started getting phone calls from school saying that she's missing class, that she's being disrespectful, she's not handing in homework.
From there, it grew steadily worse. There was drinking, drugs such as pot and ecstasy, and sneaking away from the house in the middle of the night.
She was starting to, again swear at us and disrespectful and all of this stuff. And of course, we tried to talk to her. She basically says, you know what, I don't want to be part of this, this family, and you guys are too strict, and I want my freedom and all this stuff. And I went, who is this kid?
It's a question many parents find themselves asking as a teenager's behavior poisons relationships at home and school. And it's not easy from the teenager's perspective either.
The behaviors I had coming over here, alcoholic and just angry. I have very bad anger problems and just not being cooperative at all with my parents.
17-year-old Jeremy talks about his past as a group of teens play with a model airplane on the lawn of Venture Academy, a residential treatment program for troubled teenagers in Kelowna. By grade 11, school was a write-off and his home life was hitting new lows.
If my parents yelled at me, I would stay quiet for a while, and it'd get to a certain point where I'd snap and start yelling back. I would like push buttons with my dad, and he'd push mine until it was a point where it was just all out yelling. I broke a door in the house once because I got really angry and I kicked the door in. That was probably the worst thing I did.
Jeremy's parents, like Harvey, tried to talk it out, using counselors and doctors, but in the end, they couldn't solve the problems. Harvey hit the end of his rope after he caught his daughter shoplifting.
You look at this person that is your child and you go, they're not my child. You really do not feel love for them. You're thinking, like, how can this person actually be doing this to you? And you just feel such disdain for them that you don't even want to, see them anymore. I mean, and that's not a good thing to say. They basically turn you primal. I mean, if not a feeling that I wish on anybody.
Harvey's daughter, along with Jeremy and other teens, are at Venture Academy relearning how to behave at home and at school. During the day, they're treated by a team that includes a youth counselor, teacher, medical doctor, and psychologist.
And there's deer on the property quite often.
Gordon Hay started Venture Academy when he was a social worker, at first bringing one or two troubled teens into his own household to help rebuild their lives.
A lot of times things aren't working well at school. Their son or daughter is on the verge of being expelled. Possibly they've been suspended. They are skipping school regularly to engage in drug use, hang around with peers that are not a positive influence on them.
He believes to break the bad habits, it's best to remove the teens from their school, their friends, and the family home. His technique involves placing them in a family where the parents are trained counselors.
It's like walking in the dark and reaching a cliff. You don't know till you get there.
Heather McEachern is the team's clinical psychologist. She says the teenage years are tough because the young person's brain is struggling to make the transition to adulthood. Greater exposure to distractions like drugs, video games, and instant messaging are making it a more desensitized generation. But she tells parents, things can be turned around.
But you're going to have to be much more knowledgeable than your parents were. Because I said so isn't going to work. Instead, you're going to have to come up with a logical, reasonable argument for it, but then stick with it and have some faith in yourself that you have a right. But a right to be fair, not a right to overpower. Let's not swing the pendulum again, just a right to be fair.
He agrees that problems don't begin and end with the teenager. He says parents and teenagers need to understand why they're acting the way they do.
Some parents are very open to it, to receiving feedback, and some parents aren't. And to be quite honest, the parents who are not open to receiving feedback, it's much more difficult to deal with them. Fix my kid. He's the problem. Let me know when you're done. We don't do that.
One of the teenagers, Megan, who's been through the program, says months of therapy have helped her understand her problems.
I was always actually quite worried. I hated where I was going. I just didn't know how to turn it around to bring it back to where I was happy again. I didn't like not living at home. I hated being independent. But having to live on your own and worry about all that kind of stuff is way too much for somebody my age at 16 to have to deal with.
While the teenagers struggle to understand, so do the parents. Harvey says the public school system can't cope with kids with behavior issues.
The public school system, I'll be frankly honest with you. I'm never going to allow my kids to go into it again. I mean, one of the things that she basically was doing drugs on a regular basis at school, in the school system. She was pretty well in lockdown mode when she was home. But she said, you know what, I still did it at school. I mean, they said 2 to 3 times a week that they would pop ecstasy pills.
He says all the intensive help is getting his daughter back on track. She's improved academically and rekindled her interest in sports. He says the emotional wounds are healing too. And although it's far from over, at least now, there's hope. Greg Rasmussen, CBC News, Kelowna.